Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. All right, I thought I was just telling Manny about wheatgrass. And this time of year, it's a great thing to know about in that I'll tell you my wheatgrass story. Which is that my mother at one point had this sore on her leg and she kept scratching it. And this is the same mother who wouldn't let us scratch when we had chicken pox because she said, you'll get a scar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do as I say, that. Not as I do.
I remember those days, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I said to her. I said, Mom, you would have killed me if I'd done that same thing. You need to not scratch. And I was afraid that they're literally going to have to amputate her leg. So I had a sister who lives in San Diego, and she said, you know, I know this place. It's called Optimum Health Institute, OHI, O-H-I, as opposed to O-J-A-I. It's in Lemon Grove, California, which is just outside of San Diego, and it's called, and they do this. It's basically a spa, and they use wheatgrass. Well, I love spas. I think massages are God's gift to the universe. And so I said to my mom, I'll take you there, because I knew she wouldn't go without me. And the day that we checked in, there was a guy that had classic Parkinson's syndrome. He had the bland facies and the tremor and the cogwheel rigidity and the whole thing. And we were there a week, and I could see the difference in him. In a week. Now, Mom had this sore, so that she would not only take wheatgrass, but we would take the poultice and wrap it on it every night. And I could see the difference in her. She actually stayed another 2 weeks, which I was very proud of her for doing, because I had to go back. But I didn't have anything wrong with me. I just needed to. I knew if Mom didn't go, I wouldn't go. But during that time, part of it is I lost about 8 pounds, and my skin was porcelain and my eyes were completely clear. It was great. And if there were one close to me, I would probably do it like, you know, every 3 or 4 months. Used to be one in Texas, used to be one in Massachusetts. And the woman and Elizabeth Rolfe, who was the one who was, she and Freud and whatever, were part of that whole movement, and including wheatgrass, with the idea being that the body can heal itself, that you don't need to use medications, that you just need to sort of treat your body naturally. And wheatgrass is just essentially, it's ground up grass. And since then, you can actually buy it online and you can get your own. And my sister does it. I to be quite honest, I think it's nauseating, to be quite honest. I mean, it literally gives me an upset stomach. But it's straight chlorophyll. And so it just takes all the toxins out of your body. It's a remarkable thing. I've since then sent a bunch of people there, and all of them just rave about it. Including some very famous people who say that they've lost weight by their own plans, and they don't. They go to OHI. I think it's still in business, and it's you know, I highly recommend it. It is hardcore. I said, well, you know, what kind of exercise? And they said, you're not going to feel like exercising. And the first 3 days, you eat only raw food, that's what I eat anyway. Wheatgrass and tomatoes and squash and whatever. There's no meat. And then for 3 days, you're essentially on a juice fast, which is part of the reason that you lose so much weight. And you break your fast with guacamole, which is not bad. Although my sister told the story of at one point that people have been on a fast for 3 days, so they're not necessarily real cheerful, and the avocados were not very ripe, and one of them threw it at her head. For some reason, here's all, you know, these people are in touch with the universe, and they get a little upset when their avocado is not ripe enough. I mean, they've been starved for 3 days. But yeah, so I mean, I just
crabby, I imagine.
Yeah, very crabby. I have another friend who runs a weight loss spa in the in New Hampshire, and he said he learned that very early, that when he started out, he put everybody on about a 750 or 800 calorie a day menu, and he said after the first season, he decided up it to 1,200. He just wasn't willing to deal with people being that angry all the time. So it's one thing to lose weight; it's another to have to deal with people who are hungry all the time. Yeah. But anyway, it really is. It's magical as far as I'm concerned. Whenever I feel like I'm coming down with a cold, I get myself over. And the place that's most readily available, there are a number of places around here, but Jamba Juice is the one that is most readily available. You're going to pay a little bit more money for it. But and if I run into one of the neighborhood joints, there used to be one where I used to live, which was I would drop in all the time. Now they're a little harder to find, but...
So it's grounded, so it's like grounded up grass, basically?
It's juiced, yeah. You basically take a juicer. Grass is serious stuff. It's not like trying to put a strawberry in your smoothie maker.
Right.
But and people get a special kind of thing for it. I made my mother give up caffeine because she was drinking 18 cups of coffee a day. And I said, Mom, you're going to have the headache of the universe if you don't stop this.
Yeah.
And she since, it's really remarkable. It's probably the thing I'm most proud of my mom doing, because she, I knew she'd do it if I kind of bullied her into it. And I was with her for a week. And we really actually had a great time. But you don't feel terrifically good till the very end of it. It gets you off of all of your bad, even chocolate. But she now drinks basically one cup of coffee a day, and she drinks some tea. She drinks herbal teas. But it really changed her dietary habits and really gave her... I still have to yell at her about scratching stuff, but it was miraculous. I highly recommend it. And I don't get anything out of it. I'm not their spokesperson or anything, but... It really is a remarkable thing to do. It's not a whole lot of fun. It's not like you're going to get pampered. You do have massages involved with it, but you're not going to be running marathons because you're detoxing.
Right. You're just getting all the yucky stuff out of your system.
All the yucky stuff, including they do colonics, which I didn't understand particularly,
okay.
Which is an interesting phenomenon if you've never experienced it. It's one of the things that that a lot of starlets do before they go on the red carpet, because we store an awful lot of goo, to put a nice term on it, in our gut. And so when you get that all out, then your stomach gets really nice and flat. It won't stay that way because sooner or later you got to eat. But it's one of the reasons that you really try. And that's one of the whole theories of disease in general. Is that it's toxins that you're storing in your body from what you eat, which is why societies that don't eat as much meat as we do tend to be healthier, just because meat breaks down in some fairly toxic ways. And there's no matter how healthy you are, there's no way of getting rid of all of it. So at any rate, that just seemed to me, we were just talking about, especially this time of year where people tend to get a little bit less healthy than they ordinarily do, that...
Yeah.
Go to Ohio if you want. You can tell them I sent you. But in the meantime, a little wheatgrass. But I will warn you, wheatgrass tastes awful.
What is it?
And
like, what is it? Is it like a bitter taste, or is it like a...
It tastes just like grass.
Oh, okay.
Some people like it. It literally makes me nauseous. But I do it. And quite often, they'll give you a slice of orange afterward. But you're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to dilute it. What is it? Clarets says, is it a breath mint or... And Tums, all those things basically are filters that have a lot of chlorophyll in it, and grass is straight chlorophyll. I know people who actually they order wheatgrass, it comes through the mail or whatever it is once a week. There are a lot of restaurants who've used it as decoration in the last decade, and people have machines that will grind up the grass. But if you've never tried it, it is a little... For me, at least, it does bother my stomach a bit, but it really will get rid of all the toxins in your body.
Hmm.
And it's much. I mean, there's no side effects except burping and not really loving the taste of it.
Does it leave like a weird aftertaste or anything like that?
A little bit. You're going to burp a little bit just because your body's not used to it. But there are a lot of stores that will pay me not to drink it there because I make faces. So we'll tell you more about wheatgrass, and we'll end up with pastries when we return. Good time to call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
C'est moi, 855-993-7569. Pat, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, I would like your opinion, Doctor. Are you familiar with the movies, The Hunger Games?
Sure.
I was with my grandchildren yesterday. They're 13 and 11. And I just don't think that this is proper movies for their age.
Did you already take them to see it or not?
No, they had the DVD there. They were watching it.
There have been actually three Hunger Games. The one that's out now is Mockingjay. There will be one other one next year. The first one, and then there was a second one. Were they watching the first one?
I'm not sure what one it was. I was just a little bit, upset of what was going on. This young man, this man got beaten up, and then they took him away. He had lashes all over his back.
Yeah, I think that was the second one. If you think the second one was difficult, let me tell you about the first one. All right, let me walk you through it. First of all, it's based on a young adult novel. So it was actually written for the age that your granddaughters are. So, 12, 13-year-olds, believe it or not. So that's number one.
Which,
I know. Stick with me. The first one, the idea of the Hunger Games was that there are various districts, and the districts, this is a post-apocalyptic movie where you've got widespread hunger, and the world has turned into a rotten place, and there's tyrants, and there's not enough food, and there's no, that society is broken down. So that's the context in which the first Hunger Games occurs. And so each district takes one male and one female, and they go to the capital where the evil Donald Sutherland is in charge, and they fight, they go out in this particular area, and whoever the victor is, their district gets honors and gets food, essentially. So this is the idea. The problem for me about the first movie was, as I said, if you think you hated the second movie, the first one is all these kids who are killing each other.
Yeah.
And I was appalled. And I was one of the few people who's saying, what are we talking about here? That this is an age of group of kids that tend to be a bit predatory to one another to begin with. They tend to be a bit competitive. They tend to be a little bit mean with each other. Why are we, in some ways, having kids root for killing other kids? The end of the movie, which hopefully I'm not going to be a spoiler much, but that basically they're supposed to be a team and they're supposed to choose one or the other, and that's where little Jennifer Lawrence, Katniss, says, I'm not going to play anymore. And that sets up the second movie. But until that moment, there are all these teams of kids who kill each other, and they have various weapons, and they have sponsors who drop food for them, or various clothing, or so. I mean, it's an interesting movie, but it's kids killing kids. That's no question about what the plot of the first one is. The second one is the rebellion of Katniss, who is Jennifer Lawrence, saying, "No, we're not going to do this anymore." And she's caught, because this is a young adult novel, between two cute men, Josh Hutcherson and Hemsworth. What's his name? Hemsworth. Never mind. I'll think of it in a minute. And the idea is that she is now the darling of the president, because she is, she's everybody's hero. In the third one, which is the one that's out now, which has been the number one movie for the last 3 weeks, that Katniss is trying to go to the capital and save Peeta, which is her love. And she's, in the meantime, become the symbol of the revolution. And so Donald is out to get her. We've got Julianna Moore. We've got really good actors. We had Philip Seymour Hoffman. This was his last movie appearance. So they've been wildly successful. They've made a star of Jennifer Lawrence. They've made gobs of money. But as I said, that they're all somewhat violent. But the first one was the one that I found the most appalling, because it was literally 2.5 hours of kids killing kids.
Mm.
And I found that upsetting. I found it upsetting to encourage that kind of violence.
Yeah.
It was kids against kids, which we know is an issue to a certain extent. And for it to be viewed as entertaining and to be rooting for a kid to kill a kid, to kill another kid, I found really troublesome. I was one of the very few people who said that. It made scads of money. And the next one and the third one are significantly. I mean, they're, all the kids are now. I think on the second one, the districts, all the winners in the districts are reunited, which by definition means that Katniss is the youngest, and she was, her sister was actually picked, and she volunteered to take her sister's place. There's a lottery, and the names are picked supposedly randomly, and her little sister was picked, and so she picked, she stood in for her sister. Because it essentially was a death sentence, except it turns out that Jennifer Lawrence, Katniss, is pretty good at this. So, so do I think this is appropriate for 11 and 13-year-olds? I'm not crazy about it, but it's the group that the book was written for. It is certainly the prime group that goes to see this movie. And I'll tell you what I would do as a grandmom is sit down with the kids and say, look, this is troublesome for me. Can we talk about it? Can you talk about how this feels to you? And what they're probably going to say is, oh, Grammy, you know, you worry about silly things. It's only a movie. But I do think it's okay to talk with the kids about what it means to them, how they feel about it, how they feel about the killing, because it's very hard these days to keep kids from things, because even if you said, I don't think it's appropriate, first of all, they've already seen it. If they don't see it at their house, they'll see it at one of their friends' house. They can download it to their cell phone. So unfortunately, the idea of censoring what kids see is just not very feasible anymore. And I always think it was always a bit iffy, because what it did, most kids are more techno-savvy than either their parents or their grandparents. So they're going to, all it does is make them sneaky. But at least sitting with them and talking about it and talking about your feelings about it and asking them what their feelings are, I think is a very good idea.
Okay, well, because I watched a little bit yesterday, and it was so disturbing that the must have been, what is her name, the Lawrence, her...
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, he got her friend got beaten with he had lashes all over, and they're getting out a bottle of liquid morphine, they're putting it in a needle, they're giving him a shot. One man there in the scene is drinking from the bottle. I think, oh my God, what is this?
Well, they have some basically, Woody Harrelson plays kind of a dissolute drunk who apparently was one of the winners of the games earlier on. And they have, Stanley Tucci plays this really unprincipled TV host that exploits them. Sit down and talk. What I would do is call up your granddaughters and say, hey, look, let's talk about this. If you do go see the third one, you'll find it a little bit less alarming, at least on one level, but it's violent as well. Stay on the line if you need to. If not, go talk to your grandkids about it, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we've got Pat on the air who wanted to talk about the content of Hunger Games. And I don't disagree with her. I think, though, that rather than trying to keep kids from seeing it, I don't know. It's probably PG-13. I don't know what Manny, can you see what the rating is on that?
I think it's PG-13.
I think the first one may have been R, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, I think it may have been.
Double check.
Yeah. But I, you know, at the time I said, and I think there was some fuss about, oh, I know what it was, is that the movie Kick Ass was actually I think was rated R, and
yeah, it was.
That Chloe wasn't old enough to go see it. She was in it, but she was not old enough to go see it by herself.
She used profanity in it, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. All right, Pat, you said you had another question. Tell me what the question is.
Yes. Well, I told the kids I was, when we, they were watching, I said, I was taken to all these these movies during World War II, you know, that had the Nazis in it. Right. And it never bothered me till I was grown, probably in my later 30s. I read The Hiding Place. And then all this came back, and I started having nightmares about, you know, the movies I had seen and the book, the atrocities that happened.
Yep.
So I don't know if this, I just hope that this isn't going to affect them later on.
Well, it's a good point. One of the movies that I've been talking about, there are a couple movies this year that I think are those kind of movies, where they're haunting movies. One is American Sniper, which is the Clint Eastwood movie, and I think it's the best anti-war movie ever made, because it is essentially, there are a couple scenes in it which sort of look like a shooting gallery until you realize that those are human beings. And I think Fury was the same thing, where you sort of get so caught up in the nearly bloodlust, and you're a participant in a movie theater as opposed to actually being there, where you get caught up and you understand how easy it is for human beings to somehow just completely slough off any minor amount of civilization and become really predatory. It's very scary. I think it's scary for those of us who are trying to figure out alternatives to war. I think it's scary for those of us who like to think that somehow as a species we've evolved beyond our violent impulses. So I don't disagree with you, but what I would suggest is that you have a conversation with your granddaughters about it in terms of, well, how much they're going to be affected by it. It's a really interesting question, and there seems to be some horrifying research that suggests that the more violence that you're exposed to, the more insensitive to it you become, which I'm not sure is a great idea for a species. I'm really not. And it's not only, it's movies, it's video games, it's television, it's all sorts of things. And that the Children's, what is it, Children's Networks, Children's Something Network, has been worried about this for a very long time, that our kids who are exposed to a huge number of hours of television at greater risk for all sorts of things, including violent behavior. And now, where we've got video games, and television has gotten more violent, television has gotten cruder, that it is an issue, not necessarily from an artistic point of view per se, but from exactly as you say, how does it affect very, very susceptible children? And I have the same thing. I cannot watch World War II movies. And some of them I've had to go in, and because if I have to review them, I'll walk in and out of them like three different times to see the whole movie. Because like you, I was exposed to pictures of World War II when I was a very young child, and probably much too young to have been exposed to them. And the idea of stacked bodies. And I remember reading Anne Frank, you know, Diary of a Young Girl, when I was probably 12 or 13, which is how old she was. And just thinking, just having nightmares about it. So it is an issue, and I don't know what the answer is for it, because unfortunately or unfortunately, Hunger Games has made scads of money.
Oh.
And one of the movies that's made the second amount of money is the one from Marvel Comic Books, which is at least comic book violence. But the question is, can young kids differentiate between comic book violence and real violence? And I don't know. I mean, at least that one with Chris Pratt, which is actually, he's adorable in it. And at least it's got a raccoon and a tree in it. So there's at least some attempt to sort of remind people that this is really a comic book. These aren't, and we've got green people in it. But the hero, the protagonist, is a young man, and a very flawed young man. He's kind of an everyman kind of thing. And is this really something that we should be dealing with? But to a certain extent, the argument is probably as old as human history, that if you look at cave paintings, they're violent. If you think about gladiators, that was violent. If you think about the games, the Roman games, and the
oh,
I mean,
they were terrible.
Yeah, but you'd like to think that as a species, somehow we can get beyond that kind of level of violence. And there's actually an argument that says that violence on the screen tends to diminish violence in real life. And I'm not sure. I think it depends on who you look at and how realistic the violence is, because that's been an argument for a very long time. So I don't have the answer for you. I think they're legitimate questions to ask, and maybe this generation is better at distancing themselves from cartoon violence and movie violence than it is violence in that happens in real life. But I'm not sure that that's true. And if it's not true, what are we really teaching about problem solving, among other things, and human behavior, and positive human behavior, and human behavior that gets people noticed and heroic. And I had a discussion with the star of one of the movies that is one of the more violent movies coming out this year, and he basically agreed with me, but I don't know if he was agreeing with me because he was being charming or because he actually agreed with me. But maybe if we can make violence so distasteful and so that it's not cartoon, that people are actually hurt, and we see that they're hurt, and we see the effects that even people who survive have, as you say, are traumatized by it. Maybe that's a way of convincing people that this is not a good thing for human beings to be involved in. I don't know.
Oh, dear.
I know. So go talk to the kids about it and say, look, this is my concern. Can you tell me what your thoughts are about it, how it makes you feel, and do you think it makes you more violent? Do you think that, and just ask them what they think.
Okay. Yeah, I ask them how they felt about it, and I ask them if they watched this, you know, with their parents, and they said yes. And I can't, when my kids were that age, we didn't watch it. Well, if my husband had something on, the kids went to, you know, it was their bedtime and they went to bed. They weren't allowed to watch it.
Your kids probably watched Westerns in which cowboys shot Indians.
Indians.
Right?
You know, I think of that too. We even played cowboys when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We had our crooked stick with the gun and whatever.
I actually had a cap pistol as a kid.
Yeah.
I actually had my Annie Oakley. I thought it was the coolest thing. I had a holster and it had fringe on it and it was red. It was very cool. I grew up in Colorado. So, you know, my uncle was actually a cowboy. But,
goodness.
And I'm probably as much an anti-gun person as anybody you'll ever meet. So I'm not sure that, and I'm not sure I felt a huge difference, although I did love that gun, between, you know, pointing my index finger and cocking my thumb and going bang. That isn't what bothers me. That somehow seems to me to be what kids do. It's the realistic depiction that makes it harder to differentiate between play and fantasy and reality, and that's part of what I worry about, and it's obviously what you're worried about as well. So have a discussion over Christmas dinner about it and see what other people get.
That would be good. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I'm glad you shared my concern.
Well, I am the first one, as I said, I was in a very unpopular minority with that movie of saying, geez, Louise, we just watched almost 3 hours of kids killing kids. Is this what we want to be doing as a society? Is this the lesson, the message we want to send? Because I knew it was going to be an incredibly, it was already a popular novel, so I knew it was going to be a popular movie. And you know, all you have to do is look at little Jennifer Lawrence and understand that this is going to make a lot of money, and it has, and will continue to be. But, and as I said, the first one, as far as I'm concerned, was by far and away the most odious. But so you'll see. So, but at least talking about it, I think, is one of the things to do.
Okay.
All righty, Pat, thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, now you know what you can talk about at Christmas dinner. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, we're just in the final segment for today. So if you're calling, you better call in the next 3 seconds. Or you could wait till tomorrow. I'll be here all week. I'm here with you to the holidays, you know, hanging in with you, whatever it is that you need. But the pastries was such fun. And now that I've talked about wheatgrass and getting rid of all that toxicity in your body, we can talk about wheatgrass a little bit more. that's my Diet Coke with my Hot Fudge Sundae.
Well, Jennifer, she says an interesting pastry. I don't know if I've ever heard of this before, and I'm maybe even mispronouncing this, but I think it's beignets from...
Beignets from New Orleans.
Yeah,
Café du Monde.
Yeah, yep. That's
all right, I'll tell you what a beignet is. Beignet is a donut, but they're square, and they're fried, of course. Mm. And what happens is because they're square and they don't have that hole in the middle, they sort of expand out, and they're covered with powdered sugar, and you drink them with... you drink them at the Café du Monde with chicory coffee, and you got a call.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
See, I told people, if you call right now, see, this is my favorite. We've got like 4 seconds left, but, you know, listen, if you ever get to New Orleans, you should go to the Cabildo, which is the old museum, and it's great. It's got original Audubon prints, and it's got Napoleon's death mask. It's a site of the slave of the slave auction, so it's an upsetting place. And then you can go and have beignets at Café du Monde. Amy, you made it just under the wire. How am I to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. So my question is, my son, who is going to be going into ninth grade next year, has always struggled. I even held him back. He was tested for LD. He didn't qualify for LD. So I held him back, and we moved schools, hoping that would help the problem. He struggles. You know, we're contemplating looking at, like, potentially getting evaluated for ADD. But anyways, my question to you is, if he struggles, but he is doing better, but he still does struggle, what's your take on a public high school with, like, 500 students versus a Catholic high school with 100 students?
I'd ask him, and I'll tell you why. Good for him. I think there's something heroic about kids who every day show up at high school or junior high school or even elementary school. But I'd say to him, which would you prefer? My guess is he's going to want to go where his friends are. And it's okay to put some restrictions on those, or at least restrictions is not a fair word. Some things to think about that I think, as I said, he'll very likely go where his friends are, but point out that if he'd like to try a semester of a private school and see if he has a better time there, that if he doesn't like it, that he can transfer at the halfway mark or transfer at the end of the year. But he will be much more compliant, and he will work much harder if he's in the place that he wants to be, even if it academically is not perhaps as easy for him, is a bit more rigorous. Because if he feels that he has no choice, he's much more likely to give up and be rebellious, and he's already having a hard time. So I think it's a perfectly legitimate question, and I'd allow him to go and visit, to talk to the teachers, mm-hmm. to talk to the administrators, and let him make the decision. With the idea being that if he's really having a hard time, the two of you can revisit the decision. And if he decides he wants to start at a place that he thinks would be more conducive to him learning, let's say, for example, a private school, and decides at the end of the first semester that it's not working for him, that he can change. So I would involve him in the decision, number one, give him as many options as possible, and remind him that school isn't forever. It's for the next 4 years. What is his, when you say struggle, where does the problem lie?
I guess organization, possibly focus, getting homework in, doing homework to the detail that the teachers want, and tests. He could study for a test, but he gets a B or C, even though I've even helped him study.
Well,
for the
B
test.
And C are not terrible. I mean, they're certainly not A's, but they're not D's or E's either.
Right.
How much TV does he watch during the week?
I mean, not a horrible amount. His biggest problem probably is he's overcommitted with sports.
Well, then I would say to him, it sounds to me that the issue may not be schoolwork per se, as much as concentration and just the time to get the work done. Does he have, going into the spring, does he have a bunch of sports commitments? Is he playing basketball?
No, we're almost done.
All right. Well, I would say to him, you tell me how I can help you. That you're heroic. You go in and you do a good job every day. Let's talk about how I can make it better for you. And I mean, is there any distinction between math, for example, and social studies? Is he good at one
he's
and not so good at the other?
He's better at social studies. He's terrible. You know, he's weaker at math and science.
Well, maybe getting him, so that doesn't sound to me so much concentration as just it may be that he just doesn't quite get it as easily. And I might even think about getting him a tutor. And if you're getting him a tutor, get him a cute girl.
Okay. Okay, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah,
he has tutors.
Well, yeah, but in science, understand that it's a different, to a certain extent, math and science, at some point, you just have to memorize. It's like a language, as opposed to social studies, where there's certainly, you have to memorize some dates sometimes, but there can be an easier understanding of it. And kids
mm-hmm.
sometimes just decide that they don't get math or they don't get science. But these are, I think, it sounds to me, first of all, if he's getting B's and C's, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If he has, see how he does this semester where he doesn't have sports that are being so compelling. And I would make sure that there's no TV during the week and no internet during the week, that there's a study time and it's not being punished for it. But if he has extra time, that maybe he can explain to you what his assignment is. Because, I mean, I'm certainly one of the things that most of us have learned is we can think we know something until we have to explain it to somebody. Once you have to explain it to somebody, you actually need to know what you're talking about. So rather than sitting with him and helping him with his homework per se, I would have him do his homework and then explain it to you.
Okay.
And if he explains it to you, then if he needs some help, it'll be obvious, but it'll also be what he knows and what he doesn't know, and it'll be very evident to both of you. And it's a very good shortcut for understanding what got through and what didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of what kind of school he goes to, I'd say, look, let's talk about it. You tell me where you'd like to go and why you'd like to go there, and let's figure it out together. Because if nothing else, the whole thing about being a teenager is you feel like nobody pays any attention to you, nobody listens, nobody cares. And so by letting him certainly guide you in this really important decision academically for him for the next 3 or 4 years, he's going to feel completely differently about the experience than he will if you just tell him, well, I think this is where you should be. All right, so
mm-hmm.
have him explain his homework to you, maybe get him a cute girl tutor, and ask him what he feels about the school situation. If you need some more help, I'm here. 855, you're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.